Hey, cousins.
It's your favorite cousins, Nisha.
And Dantane. And this,
That Cousin Talk.
3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, cousins.
It's your cousins.
Your favorite cousins.
Hey, you know, we were recording and we was like... That's how we almost started right now. Like, your favorite cousins. Like, okay. Voice. Give voice. Okay, so anyway, cousins. This episode, it is the new year, so it's only right that we come up with some resolutions, talk about anything that has to do with the new year. And, you know, start it off like that. But I feel like would have been a new year and then 2024, we should also reflect on like what we learned or what was our year like.
This was a very trying year. It tried me. It beat me. I felt defeated a lot this year. But and I know it's all a part of the process. But god dang.
I feel like for me, 2024 was like fuck around and find out.
Oh, and I found out.
Like
I found out.
Like I've been trying to take it easy with you, and this is God. Like I've been trying to just poke you a little bit, but 2024, He said, "Okay."
He slapped me.
I see.
God slapped me with one of Jesus' sandals.
Yeah, and just being through a lot over just life, like I'm officially 33. Like, damn, that's crazy. Ooh, she's my big cousin. But anyway, I feel like I've been through a lot my whole life, but I feel like 2024 really was the year that was like, you know what, bitch?
And that's why I feel like 2025, it gotta be it. Because 2024, if you could describe your 2024 in one word,
what would it be?
One word that sums up 2024 for you.
Exhausting.
That's a good one.
Exhausting. I was tired the whole fucking year. Yeah. And that's what got me where I'm at right now.
Mine would be defeat.
Ooh, that's a good one too.
Defeat.
That's a good one too. Because like, that's what got me here too. Like, shit. Shit. But yeah. Exhausted, defeat.
Very exhausted.
What would be y'all one word for the year 2024?
Drop it in the comments in the review section.
Yeah, don't be scared to comment. We want comments. We want comments. We want comments. We want likes. Comments. We want shares.
All of that.
We want all of that. Let us know what y'all feel. If y'all agree. If y'all don't agree. You know, who is your favorite cousin? Nah.
Everybody's favorite.
Yeah, let us know. But speaking on 2025, it's like I'm not gonna say I can see it clearly, but I see it clearly.
Yeah,
I feel like my I always been put up. Like I'm not even never outside type, but I feel like 2025, like I'm gonna be put up. And when I be put up this time, making moves and accomplishing. And just putting me, my effort, and my time into, like, what matters. Mentally, spiritually, everything. Because I feel like I've wasted a lot of time.
Definitely. Definitely. Because, I don't know, like, for me, like, for 2025, I don't know exactly what it is, but I see it. I don't know what it is exactly, but I see it. And not even like 2025, like the next couple of months.
Going for it, ongoing.
Like the next couple of months, like immediate results. I feel it. I feel it. I see it. I know it. I just feel like it's going to be a good year because everything that happened in 2024 was not in vain. It's not going to be in vain. I'm going to make sure it's not in vain because I went through all that for what?
Mm-hmm.
For what? just to say I went through it. Okay, then what happened on the other side? What I feel like it took this year for me, I had to be broken. I had to be broken to know that I can do it. To prove to myself, because I'm only doing this for myself, to prove that I can do it. So God put me in situations where I had to do it. And I had no choice but to, because it's the self-doubt. The self-doubt, like, I don't know if I should make this move. I don't know if I should make that move. And God made some things happen to where I had no choice but to, and I'm like, oh, I can do it. Mm-hmm. Oh, it is possible.
But do you think really it'd be like the doubt more so just not having it like, what's the word I'm looking for? You don't know which way to go. Like, less of like not believing in yourself, but more just being confused, kind of not knowing which to choose.
For me, the doubt, the self-doubt came with the staggering faith.
Okay, yeah.
Because the faith wasn't there. So I feel like when that faith isn't there, there's doubt. Because you got to have faith to really have faith. Like, have faith in what you're doing, where you're going, what you're building, what you're this. But if that faith foundation not strong, that's when the doubt comes in. Mm-hmm. And that's what it was for me. Like, my faith was very wavering, and it was just like, okay, lock in.
It be them times, I'm trying times, and it just be like, ugh.
Oh, they tried me. And they didn't try, they won. They won, but I'm here. I'm here, and every day it's literally a struggle.
Also, I don't want to put so much sadness on 2025, because I swear I feel like it's going to be so happy.
For sure.
Definitely open to happiness, and that's just on all levels, because sometimes I felt like, I don't know if it was guilt, I felt like I was scared of like true happiness, mm-hmm. to where I would stay stagnated, mm-hmm. and that's where I was like, not just the doubt part, like not doubting myself, but just not believing I'm worth certain things. Like, you know, like, damn, maybe I don't even deserve to be doing this or doing that. Or maybe, you know what I'm saying? And that also stems from just like different stuff as well. Yep. Like, you know, like the little different little situations. But I think it's just more so just like chasing shit for real.
2024 made me realize a lot about myself. I learned that I have a fear of success.
That's what it be.
I have. And that, with that, it's like, because I feel like I will, because I've had survivor's guilt. Like, just within my friends, within my family, not to be like, I'm just going to self-sabotage and not have a better life because I feel like I can't take whoop-de-whoop with me, or I'm going to surpass whoop-de-whoop. Not like that. It's deeper than that. So it's like my fear of success, because I know I can. The things that I want is not impossible. It's not near impossible. I could probably get it in a couple of months if I really just buckle down and do it.
You see, that's where it comes from.
But it's like that fear, I don't know. Not like, oh, success scares me, but it scares me. Like, it scares me too. But then, like, it's very like, it gives me anxiety.
But now it's like, if not now, then when?
And if not, so that's what's like, now that I know that about myself, now that I know the problem, how am I gonna fix it moving forward? And me moving forward with that is like, I don't give a fuck no more. I don't care.
I was just telling somebody that I don't want to go for the ride.
Feel away about my personal journey.
My exact word is, that's me. Like, I don't give a fuck no more.
I don't care.
I'm no longer making decisions. Maybe I was a people pleaser.
Yeah, that's exactly what, that's the, that.
Like, I lived to make people happy. And I forgot about myself.
And what about you? Because them same people we not kiss ass, but we're people pleasing, they not even pleasing us in no way, shape,
and I, you know, I can't fully blame certain people or just people, because it was like, bitch, what was you asking for? I literally, just from my previous situation, like, you know, with him, I literally, when we first started back talking, I was like, you know, I just want to fuck with you. Like, you know, I ain't asking. But I didn't say, oh, my boundaries is this.
Yep.
I didn't say you have to be 6'2" to take this ride.
Literally.
I was like, you were 5'11", it's cool. Come on, hop up on here. No, like, now I know my boundaries. I know that I know what I want. I know what I deserve. I know what I'm accepting and what I'm not.
Yep.
Oh, it's so easy to be like, no. Being in a situation where, I don't want to say have to, but being in a situation where all you're ever saying is yes, and it's with friends, this with family, this with your mate, whatever, it's draining.
Very.
Because there's times when it's like, okay, I need something now. But where do I get it from? Me!
Me.
I get it from me. So I got to tend to the kids. Mm-hmm. I got to go to work and make shit happen. I got to be this sister, be this daughter, be this cousin, niece, whatever. But I can't never be that friend to me, mm-hmm. that lover to me, mm-hmm. that whatever it is I
savior
need.
Savior to me. Well, I'm trying to save everybody else. Save man. Our cup is supposed to run over. These people are supposed to receive our overflow. Hey. But I'm taking from the bottom of my own that I barely got to give.
People see your cup is empty and like, oh, you need some more? All right, let me go pour me some real quick.
What?
But never like, you know what? Let me take a very last drop. Let me add a little ice up in there. Pour your drink.
But
nothing.
Take our last drop.
It ain't no, do you want a straw with that? Nothing.
No. So in 2025, it's going to be more of me. Mm-hmm. I'm not, if I don't want to do it, I'm not doing it. If I don't want to go, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to be like, okay, I really, really don't want to go. But since it's so-and-so, I'm going to go. No, I don't want to go. I feel like I just gotta go because because it's your birthday. And if I'm gonna mess with you like that, no.
Yeah.
No, and if y'all know me, y'all know I'm serious about birthdays. Like, birthdays is holidays to me. And it's always everybody else's birthday and not mine. I'll be so serious about everybody else's birthday.
You do.
And people don't be serious about mine. Like, and not to be like, oh, y'all don't care about my birthday, or I'm looking for y'all to care about my birthday. I just be, and I do have it, but it's like, I just gotta stop doing things for people who've never even gave it back. They ain't never reciprocated the energy, and it's been 10 years and ain't did nothing. Like
reciprocation.
The word of 2025. Reciprocation. Because and it ain't because I had this conversation with somebody and they're like, oh, that's tit for tat. No, it ain't.
No, it ain't.
That is not tit for tat. No, I'm not doing that for you because you not doing it for me. Yeah, that's not tit for tat. No. Especially when I've already been doing it and then I stop.
Yeah.
And then, why you don't do this no more? Why you don't do that no more? Oh, because you're not doing it for me. Oh, that's tit for tat.
In your motherfucking world. Because
it's got real personal.
In your world, because you want to give the bare motherfucking minimum and I've been allowing you to. So that was like,
I'm sorry. Let me come back down.
The fuck?
Because I was going to drop a whole story.
Drop
a whole story. But that's another episode. We keeping that.
I feel like I can no longer pretend to be okay.
Yeah.
I can't pretend to be okay no more. Are you okay? No. What's next? Oh, okay. What's next? Because
and that's why I don't even talk to people, or not to everybody. I'm gonna say, because like I said last episode, I have a really good support system. I have people I can call my cousin, call my sister, call my man.
But
you know, so it's like I do have those people. But it's some people who just monitor and spirits, just want to be nosy. Because when I tell you I'm not okay. Like you said, now what? Okay. Hope you feel better. I hope that
spirits,
too.
People are really just.
Literally.
Yeah, but.
Just.
I'm not okay. I can't even be like, you know what? Everything's good. I'm looking. I'm happy about what's to come.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just welcoming, you know, being me, taking care of things. But also, I feel like 2025 is going to be so healing. I feel like I never took the time to heal. When my baby died or whatever, I never healed. And then ever since him, it's been death after death after death. So we never heal. Like, take the time to heal. And I think we talked about this last time. I'm not sure. But heal. Heal. In every way possible.
Mental health is real. It's important. It shapes you. It shapes how you deal with people. It shapes how you deal with reactions. And, like, it's real. Like, get your mental right. And I feel like with the right mental, it helps with the healing. It goes in hand. Because if you're not right mentally, you're not going to heal. You're not going to heal. And that's another thing I want to take serious. My healing and my mental health. Like, go talk to the lady. Everybody, me included, go talk to the lady. Like, ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with help. That's just the stigma we have in the Black community. Like, go get help. Ain't no sweeping it under the rug. Ain't no thinking you okay. If you gotta take some medicine, take the medicine. If you gotta do whatever it is you need to do, do it. Do it.
Write it down. Keep a journal. Do whatever.
Do it. But yeah, 2025 looks up. And I feel like it looks, I feel like 2024 was rough for a lot of people, for the world. Like,
the whole 2024, like, needs a fucking hug.
Literally.
I cannot find one month in 2024 where I was like, I was happy that month. Because although you may be happy in the moment, that doesn't necessarily deem you as happy. Because
out of that 30, 31 days, I was probably happy 5. For the most, if even.
What that be saying? You get in a relationship with a nigga, you ain't smiled in how many days? 2024 was that nigga. 2024, ever since I came in this bitch, I'm fighting for my life.
Like, all of my life, I
have. I don't know how to hold tight, people. Like, ugh. Like,
But no, 2024 was rough.
Like, but you know what? Lessons learned.
For sure.
Smarter.
Wiser. I need to be kinder to myself. I need to watch how Nisha speaks to Nisha. Like, there's really power in the tongue. And I want to watch my everyday language. The I'm tired, I'm this, I'm that. Like, stop speaking so negative. And just be like, just change my language. Just change my language. Change how I talk to myself. And I feel like that makes, it's a good deal for my self-esteem. It's a good deal for my mental. Like, speak life over my life. Like, I'm always speaking life into other people. And I be drained. And I don't even, especially with having nobody else to pour back into me, I'm not even pouring back into myself. So it's like, but I'm steady trying to give.
Yeah,
give.
And I have nothing.
I literally have, I have nothing.
That cup.
Nothing,
that cup.
Nothing.
Oh my God.
But I like nothing.
It comes back to the cup.
Comes back to the cup.
And just off what you said, I realized that I need to speak to myself more. Like, because I could just be, like, talking to this person and be like, oh, yeah, you help them, whatever, you know, give them advice, whatever, speak, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then me, I'm just like, okay, I'm here with myself. But you got problems, too.
And I'm,
you need
I'm
to hear you can do it, too.
And I'm not taking on your problems. I'm sorry. I can't do it. Not no more. I can be a listening ear. You can vent. We could talk. But I can't do it. And sometimes, not, I don't want to hear
I feel like it's more so like, I can't rescue nobody no more.
Yeah.
I can't be the problem solver.
Especially if you're not listening. Because I've been told you what to do. Stop coming to me if you're not listening to me.
Remember when I stopped coming to you?
I do. I do. And that's okay.
Remember when I stopped coming to you
because
I wasn't ready.
And that's okay. And you know that, and that's okay.
I told you,
I'm like, look, I love you to death. You already know what it is. I love you. I'm literally a phone call away. When it's time to ride, we ride at dawn. But if we not riding, don't call me. I told you what to do.
She said, only call me when you want to sing for karaoke, bitch.
Like, And when it's time to put them up, we're going to put them up.
Yeah.
You feel me? But that's your story. I'm going to let you tell your story. But at the end of the day, I love you. Okay?
I love you too.
And, you know, like you said, you wasn't ready. And you knew that. And that's okay. Because when you was ready, I was literally that phone call away. Like, you know, so it's just like, I can't. Not that I don't want to. I can't no more.
Because let's be honest, we already drained the fuck out.
Literally.
So, bitch, you drained. Now you giving me your trainers? Why you over there? You good now? Because you done got it off your chest. You done dumped it on me.
Like, ooh, thank you. That was good. I'm so happy to let that out. Ooh,
I needed me? That. What about?
What about me?
No, for real.
Shayla. My Shayla.
Shut up.
What about me? What about me? And then I'll be turning around and not even, okay, well, they clearly didn't give a fuck. And I'm not giving a fuck about me neither, because now I'm just drained. I can't do it no more. I love my peoples. I love y'all.
It's a me year. And I know people say that a lot, but I've never said it.
I'm saying it now, and y'all can hold me to it, because I'm going to hold myself to it. Because one thing about me and everybody around me, I'm going to make you stand on it. You said it, I'm going to make you stand on it. All 10 toes. All 10. Y'all better ask that last one. All 10. That's why he in a relationship now. Make him stand on all
10. Shut the fuck up.
But no, so I need to apply that same to me. To me, I'm expecting it from everybody but myself. So I'm saying it. It's really a me year. If whoever don't like it, bye. Bye.
Deuces.
Bye. You just gotta let people weed they self out. And I'm okay with that. I don't want a friendship, a relationship, a cousinship, a sistership, a niece-ship, auntie-ship, nothing-ship without substance.
Right, because...
Because what we doing?
The lack thereof.
Because what we doing?
Crazy.
What we doing? Because if I feel like I really can't come to you when... If I can't pray with you.
That's what I was just going to say. And that's where it comes into, like, sisterhood or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, if I can't I don't even want to say depend, because if we can't do more than just
go out and drink and smoke and party, and that's cool too. That's
no, we definitely on those vibes. But can we pray together? Can you give me
shit hit the fan? Because if while we out drinking and for whatever reason I get to talking about why I'm drinking like this, and it's then no.
If you notice I'm not at my best, if you notice I'm quiet, if you notice and you
just see that change, whatever that change is,
and you're just like, oh, okay.
You ain't reading the room. Catch you
on the flip side. You ready to go party? Or are you ready? And you
like, dang,
ain't no, hey, you good?
We don't gotta go tonight. What you need? What do you need? You wanna come over?
Wanna get some food?
You wanna just sit and cry? What you wanna do? You wanna go to the beach and yell?
What? I definitely want to sit and cry and go to the beach and yell. Like, that's how I feel. Like,
literally.
Master, that's how I feel.
And let the waves wash it right back into the gone. Gone. A release.
And just leave it fucking there.
Leave it there.
Leave it there.
Leave it there. Because, yeah, no. Substance. I need substance. I need.
Reciprocation. It's just reciprocation. Reciprocate.
What's Summer say? Block it.
Girl. No, yeah, reciprocation. And I'm put up.
Yeah. Time to take life in myself more serious.
We really didn't feel like doing this episode because, like, honestly, neither one of us feel up to it. We both going through some shit, feeling some type of way. So we just really ain't got nothing to say because we feel like probably we said it all. Like it's because 2025 is say less. Like just all doing, all watch actions.
This. Watch this.
The little Usher shit.
Watch this, because that's I'm standing on 10 about Nisha. I don't like it, love it, leave it. That's it. If you don't like what's finna happen, that's cool. I don't want you around no way. I'm not finna change for the worse. I'm not finna become a bitch. I'm not finna be mean. But if me setting boundaries makes me look like a bitch, then I'm a bitch. If me telling you no because I don't want to and don't have to, now I'm mean, then I'm mean.
I feel like 2025 is the first year I'm going at it alone. Like, even if previous years or whatever, I felt like, oh, damn, all I got is me type shit. I feel like really all I got is me type shit.
Yeah.
Not excluding or taking nothing from my circle, but like it's really a me type of year. And I'm not gonna lie, that shit sometimes it feels scary because you don't know what's ahead. Like, you know,
that's where
that faith come in. Yeah, and you like, but you feel kind of scared a little bit. And then on top of that, like just certain situations you deal with. So you might be good one day, you're not good the next day, you feel like you're going crazy, but on top of that, you still got to be a mom, you still got to be a dad, you still got to, baby.
You still got to be a responsible adult. And it's crazy because like you just said, it's like with that fear and that faith, I think if it scares you, it's the right thing to do. You're supposed to be doing that, and that devil is putting that fear into you he don't want you to succeed. So I just feel like, because we do things on the day-to-day, you know? Let me just go apply for this job because I need a job. I need to make some money, whatever. But then when you start to think about your career, you're just like, ooh, like, well, I'm speaking for me. It's just like, ooh, that kind of scared me a little bit. I feel that's where you need to be. That's where your blessing is. And the devil don't want you to get that. So let me mess with your mind. Let me trick you with anxiety. Let me put this
anxiety
this
on
doubt.
10, me on 10.
You feel me? So it's like, you got to get out of that, build that faith, and just rely, not solely rely, but rely on God. Which, like we were saying earlier, you got to do the work too.
You still got to do
like,
your part.
You got to meet God halfway. I feel like when he, like I said, when you meet him halfway, he going to take you the rest of the way. But you got to do the work. Faith without works is dead. You got to do the work. And just take that leap. I had a friend, was that last year, the year before last? She been working at a job for a long time. Like, she put in years. And was like, this not it. I'm done. I'm tired. It's not fulfilling. It's just not working no more. And literally just quit. Just up and quit. Not a 2 weeks notice. Not a God, I'm trusting you. And I'm done. And baby, when I say it's been up for her since then, it's been up for her. Like,
it's
I
that
tell her
mental
all the time. I admire her
it's
so
that mental.
Much for that. Like, she like, I don't have no savings. I don't have this. I don't have that. But I still got to pay rent. I got to take care of my boys. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got a car. And it's been up since. Like, I love that for her. Like, that is like a true testament of like, it can be done. Just have
that faith.
She said that's all I said, all I got is faith. I got faith that this rent is gonna get paid, this car note gonna be paid, my kids gonna be good. And she did it, and she's doing this. She's still doing it. I think it's been about a year, if not a year, coming up on a year. Like, she did that. Shout out to you, friend. Shout out to you. So yeah, it's just like sometimes we just gotta take that leap. Like I was saying, don't be like dumb about it. Like, I'm just gonna quit my job, okay, bye. And don't have a plan and just expecting God to have a miracle overnight waiting for you.
Or just quit and then you just sitting there at home doing nothing. Like, what you quit for?
You got nothing but time to go look for a job now.
Do
and
something.
And you decide not to.
Do
you just
something.
You a little hustle or something. You didn't turn your hobby into a paycheck. You didn't, you know, you didn't, nothing. And then I was, oh my God, God is not. No, you not.
Not you putting this off on God.
Because
I know
if you
lie.
Bum sitting in your living room, are you going to do anything for somebody who's not doing anything for themselves? No, you're not. God is the same way. Ugh. I love you, but
oh my God.
So, yes. Yes. But yeah, you strengthen that faith.
Yeah, because
strengthen how we talk to ourselves.
I think I need to just change the way I talk anyway, because I just don't be caring what I be saying. Man, like,
see, that's my problem.
I don't care.
And I don't care who it be too. I be at work talking crazy. Thank you, Lord, for this job, because I be talking to the people all kind of way.
But it's crazy because we'll look at it like, damn, we talk so bad. But people like look at us and like, damn, that's dope, because some people really got to fake it till they make it.
They stand firm, and she's going to speak her mind, and it's somebody like that. I wish I had
a I think I need to learn how to wrap it up. Like, give it to you pretty. But I don't know how to do that. That's too much like faking it.
That was too harsh. I'm sorry. Like, I didn't really need to come off like
but it
that.
Is a way
I meant what I said.
To say things. Like, for you know, sure. It is a way to say things. For
sure. It's definitely, you know, not just what you say, how you say it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
For sure, for sure. But sometimes I don't care, especially if I'm fed up. If I'm fed up.
When a woman's fed up.
Oh, what? They get to side-eye me? Like, did she just, and yes, I did. And what you gonna do about it? What you gonna do about it? Nothing. Nothing. Because what was said, that's how it be at work. When we be having meetings, and yeah, I'm the supervisor, and I just feel like I'm the voice of the people. But y'all can voice, y'all can say, make sure you say this in the meeting. Make sure, you can raise your hand just as much as I can raise my hand. But they listen to you.
But they hide behind you. Like, they hide behind, like,
out of that.
But anyway, hi to the co-workers if y'all listening too, because
hear this.
What had happened was I'm just done. I ain't got nothing to say, because like I'm tired of talking.
I just had this conversation.
Cut so many people off. I just feel like I'm just back to just, like I said, it's me. Like, I don't even got time for real to be wasting. Like I said, I feel like I wasted already enough time, too much time at that. So I feel like any more time to be wasted, it ain't my time.
Period. Bar. That was a bar.
Ooh.
That was a bar.
Dante,
if it's time to be wasted, it ain't mine.
It ain't mine.
Period. Okay, cousins.
We is gone. We was gone before we even started.
And we just keeping it real, because that's what cousin talk is about. Like, I just want y'all to know, like, it's not always, you know, rainbows.
Baby, you
sunshine.
Is gonna get it. You is gonna get it over here, like.
Because we're gonna give you the real.
I can't fake it. That's why I think I already really don't have a lot of friends, because I've never been an ass kisser. I can't kiss. There's been times when I wanted to do a little ass kissing.
Like, just let me do it.
I don't know. It's just, it's not in me. So I guess when you like that, you're not an ass kisser. Which is crazy, because I said I think I was a people pleaser, but
ass kissing and people pleasing is two different things.
It is, but it kind of like,
they go hand in hand, but they cousins.
Okay.
They cousins. They in the same family.
Commonality.
They in the same family, because I ain't kissing no ass.
Yeah. But you know, sometimes, but even little small shit, you be wanting to be like, okay, let me make it seem like, okay, let me kiss it. I can't. Yeah.
Okay, I won't.
Femininity. Ain't that how you say it? Femininity. I think I want to get more into my femininity.
That word.
In 2025, because I am a real nigga for real.
Like, it's far beyond my.
It's about two real niggas up in here.
And it's us.
Yes.
It's us. Because, yeah, no, I'm like, no, my soft girl era, like, it's deeper than that for me. Like,
soft girl era is so much more than just what's on the outside, too.
Oh,
though.
Yeah.
Like,
for sure.
I hate getting my nails done. You're going to catch me with some motherfucking braids. But like, it's really all about what's on the inside. My problem is my inside it'd be hard for me to bring it out.
I want my mentality to be soft.
Yeah, I gotta wish this real nigga away, because
I'm the realest of the real, and I just want to be that delicate little flower.
I be wanting to be.
But now I feel like I'm gonna stand tall. But like you know what I feel like? Rainforest, and I don't want.
I don't want to be seen as like a damsel in distress.
It's not. That's a whole nother level. But I'm like, still a woman at the end of the day. Like,
oh my god, like. Ooh, like, what the fuck?
At least treat me like I'm a damsel in distress.
How you with a nigga?
Like, the princess treat me like, for real, for real.
Because
I don't want to...
You know what? I don't want to have matching attitudes. Wait, you know what's crazy? I'm really that nigga for real. Because I'm so fucking cool that I get friend-zoned. Like, I be friend-zoning, but I be getting friend-zoned too because I'm so cool, like... I don't want to be that cool. Like I want to be.
Had a conversation. Well, not just had a conversation, but I've had a conversation to where a guy told me he liked me. He wanted to date me. He wanted to be with me. He wanted to be in a relationship with me. But I came on too strong. But I was like too straightforward. He was like, you was too much in the sense of like dang, like be a lady, like.
No, because what the fuck?
And I'll be the nigga, and I don't want that no more.
I don't know how not to be that. Like, and first of all, it takes,
I always have for to be me, the nigga exactly. Like,
for me, I think it has a lot to do with trust and not being able to trust a person to carry this. Like, this is like, nigga. This,
I carry it.
Do you see my hands? This is.
It's a carrying hand.
It's a whole.
I got the whole world in my hands, and I don't trust you to take that weight off. So,
yeah,
and you ain't proved to me that you can take the weight off.
Not even just the weight; it's just like the whole sense. I'm just a nigga for real because I don't want to be like niggas. Don't even know how to flirt for real, like.
I'd be like, damn. I'm gonna listen.
Oh my god.
Back talk.
Nisha.
My man said go, and I'm gonna listen because I know he's leading me. Because
can
not,
somebody give a chorus or some shit?
Because
I don't even think I need to be taught. I know how, but you know what's crazy is I know how. It's just
you ain't got the chance to be. You been having to be the real nigga.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be a real nigga. I mean, I'm a real nigga, but I don't want to be a real nigga. Like, I want to be cutesy, a woman. Dainty, I want to be princess.
Yeah.
My man.
But, you know, maybe, I don't know.
But, and part of that is me, too. Part of that is just me, not just the nigga that I've been picking. Not the niggas that I've been picking.
That's why I was just going to say, like, we got to go outside the norm. And then also,
I got to stop spinning the block.
Ooh.
I mean,
I ain't got no blocks to spend, though.
It's working for me now, but hey, babe.
But I don't have no blocks to spend.
That's good.
I ain't got no blocks.
It's the reason why you left the block in the first place.
Yes, but like, listen, where I'm at right now, sometimes I want to spend a block or two. I'm not even a block or two. Mm-mm. A block or two.
I had a comment, but that's for Cousins After Dark.
Yeah, see, that's a damn. We should have started with that for because yeah, I be wanting to spend a block though. I don't be having it in me no more.
No, I mean, like I just said, the spending a block this one time is working so far for me, but every other time it ain't worked.
Yeah, see, I don't want it to work for me. I just. Spin the block. That's it. I ain't trying to park and all that. Baby, no.
Put the car in the garage.
Put the hazards on, baby. Because of that, for a good time, not a long time. Because
spin the block.
And that's my problem. And you know what? That's really my problem for real. Because, like, I be letting people know, like, off jump, like, listen, this is what it is, this is what it ain't. Like I don't want this, and I guess because I'd be so scared to get attached.
Yeah.
And I don't be open to shit else, but just, you know. Mm-hmm. So, like, this is what it is, this is what it ain't. Yeah.
Like a nigga.
See, exactly.
Like a nigga. I mean, and it's not even the fact that you set a boundary. Yeah. Like, it's the way you lay it on the table. Because you're supposed to lay it on the table. Hey, look, this is what I'm coming in with. This is what it is. Just so that nobody is confused and there's no mixed emotions about nothing.
Can somebody teach me how to play games for real?
But it's the way you approach the situation. Because I got that too. Like, well, damn, I don't even want to. Because you, my bad. Like, but that's all I listen, know.
I said this what it is. I ain't say you couldn't do this or you couldn't do that. But just saying. Like, just know at the end of the day, it's still
like what it is. I wasn't supposed to say nothing because I'm the woman and you supposed to set the boundaries. Is that what it was?
I'ma stop. I'ma just stop. I'm gonna just stop and just
because you thought you never mind.
Because
you thought you was the dude. Hey, you wasn't gonna get hit and quit. Da, like, da, da, da. Oh, my bad.
Snoop Dogg.
My bad. That's another episode. That's wait. We got off track.
Wait, yeah. Like,
we said we was gonna end 10 minutes ago. This when you go there, you go there.
Yeah, baby, I mean,
baby, we gotta say that for the relationship episode.
Like I was saying, 2025 is gonna be a great year for me. I'm gonna be more into my femininity. Did I say it right?
You asking the wrong. Right, I just told you. It sounds good to me.
You know, see all good things.
Yes, it's gonna be a great year. I'm gonna make
working
sure
on everything.
It's a great year. There's a lot of changes I want to look forward to, that I am looking forward to. So we'll keep y'all posted with our life. I can always come back to this episode and listen, like, okay, they did say they was, okay, she did that.
Well, she wasn't lying.
Wasn't lying because I'm standing on all 10.
About me.
About me, myself, and I, that's all I
me,
got.
Myself,
and
I, that's all I got in the end. That's what I found out.
Not you starting after me.
And it ain't no need to cry. Now.
Wow.
But,
my own best friend. But 2025, up. And I think you have to be intentional. I said I was going to do that too. Be more intentional with everything.
Especially with your actions, time.
With my
oh
time,
my God.
With
I cannot stretch
words.
That enough.
Like, I'm going to be intentional. Like, I want to be intentional from the wake up to the lay down. Like, intentional. Like, I want to be intentional when I bring in this new year and set real goals. And not just, okay, yeah, I want to lose weight. Okay, yeah, I want to do this. Okay, yeah, I want to move. Okay, I want to do a career change. Okay, I want to do this. I want to make more money. Like, okay, you want to make more money. How are you going to make more money? How much more money do you want to make? Be specific. Be intentional. That's my problem. Really plan it out. Just not just a thought. Just really plan it out and be intentional.
Yeah, because 2025, I'm definitely ignoring my phone more. I feel like I'm the person who everybody can really call or text or whatever. And I'm like, what's
up? I was just having a conversation this morning. Like, it's just time to treat people how they've been treating me. If I don't got the same access to you as you have to me, if I always answer your phone calls, but you never answer mine, oh, no. 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 No.
But I'm going to call. I think I'm going to call people more. Because, like, some people, sometimes, like, I just...
Be caught up in your own mess.
Yeah.
That's all it is. And I feel
like
that's...
But I feel like I forget about some people.
But I feel like if they know, like... I was just, it's crazy because I was just talking to you. We talked about something. Then I was telling my sister about it. I was like, oh, yeah, I was just talking about today. And she was like, I miss her. And I was like, I miss her too. Because she was like, I was like, yeah, she like got rid of her Instagram. She was like, oh, that's why I feel like I haven't seen her.
Y'all miss the motherfucking real. Period.
So I'm like, yeah, but it's just like, and I did text you like, hey, you okay? Because I'm like, I was gonna send you something. I'm like, she did her Instagram, so I'm like, okay, let me check on baby mental, make sure she okay. So it's like I feel like if I don't hear from you, I don't take it. I'm not taking
personal. Yeah.
Like if anything, I'm gonna hit you up like, I ain't heard from you. You okay?
Because it really takes nothing.
Takes nothing. Like, and you either gonna be like yes, no, maybe indifferent. And I'm like, what's up? Let's talk about it. Let's what you need to do. So I feel like, you know, if people don't understand that, then I don't know what to tell you. Because you ain't talked to me. Girl, I am depressed.
Baby, what he say? I am fighting for my life. I don't know how to hog tie people.
I wish I could see her face. Oh, my God. She was so serious.
Like, I shouldn't even have to hog tie you. What you mean? The fuck?
I'm not all tied on my.
Man, like, huh?
I hope y'all get all these references.
2025 will not be forceful. At it will all. Be forceful, but it won't be forceful. Mm-mm. Clock that to you.
Clock it.
We just keep going with you said.
Yeah. Okay, no, for real.
No, for real. What is that? Oh, it's about the same, huh?
Yeah. So, in closing, I just pray everyone has a great, abundant, faithful, filled, loving 2025.
Let me just say one thing, right? My faith in God, I always had faith in God, but sometimes it wasn't always as strong, right? I said that to say, if y'all see me in 2025, right, and I'm like, God is so good, God is amazing, and y'all start to be like, damn, all she want to talk about is God, and y'all start running from me, please believe. I remember when one of my cousins started getting into God so much, mm-hmm. and it made me want to stop talking to her. Mm-hmm. Like, now I get it, though. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hey, she always want to talk about God. I ain't there. Sometimes
you're not there. And that's okay.
If you're not there, it's okay. Don't beat yourself up. But, you know, just do what you got to do.
And don't look at me crazy because I am there. Because all you want to talk about is God. Because what? That man has been great.
Let me tell you.
Let me tell you what he bought me from. What he's still bringing me through. What? What do you mean that's all I talk about? And if you don't want to, that's okay. Because if I can't talk about God with you, to you, I don't want to talk to you at all. Because you're not on the same level. Because I'm going to throw God into everything.
Yeah, but not saying, you know, but everything I say, I'm not going to be like, God.
But God's
going to come
God.
Up. Like,
God's so, definitely coming up.
If that makes me a weirdo and that makes you run the other way, baby, turn around right now. Because I ain't even going to lie.
Get rid of yourself.
Clock that too.
Get rid of yourself.
And I ain't finna start saying that shit either. Clock that too. I don't even like that shit. Girl. Clock that too.
She just said that to like 5 times. So.
That's crazy. But
for our cousins, this was a good episode. I feel a lot lighter. I went into this episode heavy. Just because of my own stuff that I'm going through, but I do feel a lot lighter. And it might sound bounced around and everywhere, but we just keeping it real, and that's what conversations look like when you really just talking.
That's
with your
real fucking life. You be bouncing around every month. Because
we started off with one thing, and then we went here, then we circled back, and then we went over there, and then we came back, and then some more stuff. We ended the conversation 3 times,
4 or 5.
So. But that's all. I wish everybody a great, loving 2025. Surround yourself with positive people. Speak life into your life. And just do you. And don't let nobody tell you how to do you. Whatever do you look like, do it. And if people fall to the wayside, let them.
And if God you shouldn't be doing it, don't do it. And if you should be doing it, get to it.
Get to it. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. And this is me talking to me. Don't be scared.
You know, a lot of times, I don't know, for me, a lot of times I sub myself, like my right little statuses and posts and shit like that, right? And, you know, people always seem to take stuff, like thinking they being sub and shit, but I just sub my motherfucking self. So, like how you just said, you talking to yourself.
I'm always talking to myself. Me to me. I'm not thinking about y'all.
Only ever gonna set myself because I be hard on myself for real.
Too hard. Lighten up. Chin up, lighten up. But happy new year, cousins.
Happy new year.
Bye.
3, 2, 1.